Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I remain Farley Malaris, and welcome to another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Today's topic is called Bouncing Back. Yeah, welcome to the age of Aquarius and the age of instant karma. And let me tell you, over the weekend I learned a very powerful lesson, and that is that when your karma is good and you don't have too many debts, it's real easy to mess up. We're talking about really screw up your life just by making one single mistake. You know, it's just so many people out there are walking a tightrope. They're walking a razor's edge of karmic absolution, that when you've come so far and when you've done so much to really help yourself become so evolved and so clear and so aware, that if you decide to slip just a little bit back into the past, like if you ever talk to someone, for example, that's into drug rehabilitation, and you ask them what it's like if they have a bad day and go back on the stuff again, and usually they'll tell you, well, that's something you don't want to do, because the universe has a funny way of dumping a major load of garbage on you in case you do slip up. And these times of instant karma, and what that basically means is that metaphysically time is going so fast, and it seems like we are being tested and judged at such a rapid pace by ourselves, that if we do make a mistake, if we do make a choice in life that is not karmically sound, it is amazing how the universe will let us know about the mistake. I do firmly believe in Gestalt psychology, and I use it all the time when I teach my topics, especially on the air, because Gestalt psychology is all about what karma is all about. Basically, if you don't know about the Pavlov process, what happens is, if the animal does something you want it to do, in other words, the behavior is acceptable, then you reward the creature. And if the animal does something you don't want it to do, then the behavior is not acceptable, and that way you punish the animal. It's a typical situation of the rat in the cage sitting on about 20 volts of electricity, or even 50 or 100, whatever they do. And when that rat does something wrong, it gets shocked. And when it does something right, it gets food and water. It gets fed. Well, life is very much like that, too, when it comes to karma. When you do something right, you are rewarded with blissful states of experience. But when you make a mistake, and when you slip, or you do something wrong, then oftentimes you are shocked, and you are put in a situation where you can be punished, and you can be let down, are actually reduced as far as your growth and evolution, and oftentimes the price you pay can be a price of financial, spiritual, material, emotional, or even worse. You know, I give you the example of people that might slip up. There's a wonderful organization called Mothers Against Drunk Drivers that's out there trying really desperately to keep all these people off the streets that are intoxicated. And the reason for that is once they get so intoxicated and they lose control, not only is their own life at risk, but also the lives and the property of innocent people and innocent vehicles and innocent houses and such. And it's tough enough out there to drive your car as it is without trying to avoid these people that have blown their karma and also have try to do something to mess up your life too. But still, you know, like the purpose of today's topic is to let you know that because we are human, and because we do make mistakes, and because we are going through incredible transitions all the time, and many times I am aware that you will go through these astrological transits we talk about quite often, that we call Murphy's Law transits, where it almost seems like every day, or sometimes multiple times during the day, you will have problems beset you, bills out of nowhere, tickets from police, these motorcycle cops, accidents, damage to your property or to your livelihood, injuries, diseases, health problems, debilitating problems with life, and just all kinds of craziness, relationship letdowns, rejections, dejections, being fired or laid off from your career. I mean, there's just so many things that can happen that could sort of shake your apple cart. It's really nice that the Rams beat the Giants, by the way. That was a really happy part of the weekend. I guess I'll forever be a Ram fan, but at the same time, things happen in the world around you that one football game sometimes is not enough, even though they do win. Not only do you have to be cautious in your lifestyle, because especially those of you that become metaphysical and spiritual, I know a lot of people that are totally astrologically enlightened, very metaphysical, spiritual, they meditate, they pray, they follow all the rules. These people are the most vulnerable. When you're sitting up there and you're on top of the spiritual mountain, then that puts you in a position that you've probably taken you your whole life to find. I know a lot of people that are extremely metaphysical and spiritual and astrological, and they have a history of drug and alcohol addiction, of relationship abuse, of manipulation, of lying, of cheating, of stealing, of crime. And they finally get to a point in their lives where, believe it or not, they've absolved their karma. They've worked it out. Isn't that amazing? It can happen. These very people are in such a situation, such a state, that if they lose their attitude, I don't know if you noticed this, maybe today you might want to call and either confirm or reject this topic. When you talk about somebody that has climbed the mountain and they are on top of it, sometimes the problem with climbing that mountain and being on top of it is that you can slip and fall. And as tough as it was to climb the mountain, it doesn't hurt near as much as it does when you do slip, when you do fall. Now, my philosophy and the point of this topic, which is called bouncing back, is the constant reminder that, number one, I like to believe that life was meant to be fun. Number two, I like to also believe that life was meant to be creative. Number three, I also like to believe that life is an illusion, in that what we do perceive to be real is in effect almost wraith-like or ghost-like or just a presentation, a production, a hologram of ideas and energies which are in no way what I would substantiate as being utter truth or foundation of spirit or soul, which is what I really feel exists. So oftentimes we get in a situation where we can definitely fall down and get hurt real bad sometimes, and we have the choice of allowing this to get to us. Now, let me explain something to you here. When you are spiritual and you feel you are evolved, and somehow you feel that you are special and balanced, and you mess up, I don't care how you do it, somehow you're hard on yourself, you're hard on someone else, you have a bad day, you decide to go out and get drunk or start smoking again or whatever. You decide just to go driving when you're angry or put yourself in a negative or dangerous situation, and the problem then, it falls upon you. Well, you have a choice. Especially if you're in the Murphy's Law situation and you are turning 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 70, which astrologically are pretty intense periods. I have to say that the 8-year up to the 4-year, from like 18 to 24, from 28 to 34, from 38 to 44, and from 48 to 54, and from 58 to 64, and so forth, there is an incredible astrological transition that occurs during each of these periods that can be like unto Murphy's Law. Now, obviously, if you created a lot of karma, and you'll know karma because when you create karma, you are creating things that are not of spirit. When you create things of spirit, what you're doing is you're nourishing and nurturing your soul, and you're encouraging evolution, growth, awareness, and more comfort. But when you do something against the spirit, like let's take all these people out there that are so focused on empire and property and money and power and marriage and children and family and assets. Well, that's karma. There's a universal price tag that fits on every one of those objects, every one of those items. So you have a new car. Well, you could smash it. You have a new house. Well, you know, something could happen to that house. Mudslide, rain, tornado, hurricane, who knows, fire. So you have family and children. Well, people live and die, and they get sick and they get well. And every one of us, the more energy we create in our lives, the more materialism, the more essence of power or of knowledge, then the more responsibility which is attached to our spirit, and that is karma. So you go through one of these transition periods astrologically, like the midlife crisis at 38 to 44, when Saturn will oppose itself, Uranus will oppose itself in your chart, Neptune will square itself, Pluto will square itself, besides every other hard transit that comes down, lasting for 6 years. And once you've created this empire and this property and these assets and this essence, then you have to deal with it. So the Murphy's Law situation can come into focus. You know, we're suddenly, so you have the boat, you have the house, you have the car, you have the wife, you have the kids. You know, I saw a show the other day that said 60% of all children in school have tried drugs and alcohol, and are users, that is. 60%. And that 90% have at least tried it. Now, raising a child in California or in America, understanding the odds that your children can be affected by drug or alcohol addiction is a little scary. But, you know, I give the example of the man that is like 41, who has everything he thinks he wants. Suddenly, he finds real estate is dropping or crashing, and the value in his home is not worth near what he thought. He's depressed about that. He has an accident or two or a couple tickets with the car. He's depressed about that. He's in litigation over it. He's got a problem with his partner in business. In fact, they've lost money this year, and the business is going under. Suddenly, his wife is cheating on him. His boat's got problems. The engine doesn't work. He threw a rod. The dog dies, and this person, formerly a hippie or whatever, somebody who might have been a massive user of drugs, could have a setback, get stoned one night, and then end up getting hurt, injured, or killed, or kill somebody else in a car wreck. Well, what are you going to do about all this? You know, we're human, and living in this society, if you are a karmically sound person during this instant karma period, congratulations. It's hard. It's hard to avoid pain, unless you're perfect. Who's perfect? These are tough times for a lot of people. So we do experience these setbacks. We do experience these Murphy's Law situations. We do experience these problems. What are we going to do about it when we do? Well, we can go ahead and pout about it or cry about it or get depressed or feel defensive, avoid contact with people. You know, there's people out there frightened to death of relationships right now. They're afraid they're going to get AIDS. They're afraid they're going to get herpes. They're afraid they're going to be rejected or dumped. Again, they're afraid of one-nighters, two-nighters, three-nighters. They're afraid someone might be cheating on them, might not trust them, might lie to them, might steal from them, cheat on them. So what do? They hermitize themselves. I, frankly, you know what I do? Many times I will tackle the issue in my life concerning whichever desire it is. I usually find out when there's desire for me to do something, to have something, to be in a certain state of mind or to travel or whatever, instead of being frightened of it, I tackle it. Okay, I take it on. Now, oftentimes I will get hurt, sometimes hurt bad. Like, you know, I'm 41 and I've had a couple of tickets myself and a knee problem and my share of things with insurance and litigation and such like everybody else. That's why I'm here. I'm sharing my experiences with you to let those of you that are not 40 yet know what's coming. But the one thing that I like about Farley more than anything else is that the way my attitude on life is interesting. It's like an amusement park type of attitude. Oftentimes I will say to myself, okay, so you have a problem here. Number one, let's try and figure out what we're trying to be shown here. Let's discover the lesson. Let's learn from this, number one. Number two, even though you did have a problem, thank goodness you are not hurt in such a way like some other people have been hurt. Obviously, if you don't take care of your karma and you don't return to the spirit and don't adhere to your lessons and don't learn how to bounce back, then you will get yourself in trouble. You know, I will obviously use as a severe example the person that would participate in violent sexual activities, bloodletting activities, perhaps blood exchanges, intravenous drug use on a regular basis, without condoms, without protection, without changing needles, you know, sharing needles with others and such, and opening themselves up to an experience like AIDS, you know, which I would call much more of a risk than just having normal sexual relations, which didn't involve all the violence and all the bloodletting and exchanging and the intravenous drug use, which is a proven cause. You know, we know for sure that if you experiment in that area, that the odds are you're going to probably get AIDS real quick. Whereas the facts state that not a whole lot of heterosexual men, for example, that perform normal sexual activities without all the violence, get AIDS. There's not very many at all. you know, which is interesting. I don't know if you follow that statistic or not, but it's true. So it goes along, just like using that as an example, if you continue to abuse the powers of God, the powers of the Spirit, and you continue to use your desires and create this karma, especially in this period of life, then you may have problems. It's up to you to learn from these problems you might have, to learn lessons, especially during the most critical of astrological transits, when there are planets sitting right on top of hard aspects in your chart. You know you got a T-squared Mars, or you know you have an afflicted Sun or Jupiter or Moon, and you got something sitting like Uranus at 6 Capricorn right now. If you got something at 6 Capricorn, that's one of those Murphy's Law type aspects. You got to be careful. You got something at 17 Scorpio like me where Pluto is, that's another one of those aspects. Whenever planets are sitting on top of your planets in the sky, that's karma time. You make one itty-bitty mistake, and the whole house of cards can come out from under you. You cannot afford the luxury of a single mistake, especially when you're having a tough transit, because you'll look back, and as an astrologer, astrological person, you'll always be saying to yourself, gosh, I knew it. I knew this would happen. And if you're psychic, you might even have an inkling about it right before it does happen. A lot of people get involved in accidents when they're drunk or when they're intoxicated or when they're stoned, and nothing happens. They hit a parked car, they might hit a post, they might run into a wall, and they can wake up the next morning and look at their car and experience the damage and say, oh my gosh, I feel terrible about this, and hopefully they will learn never ever to drink or get stoned again and drive. That's the lesson. The universe is warning that person. Or, if they're weak, and if they don't know how to bounce back, they'll go out that very same next night, stoned and drunk again, and you know what happens? You either end up in the hospital killed or you kill someone. And that's what I call karma. It's a little easier to bounce back from these simple warnings that the universe gives us. So you lose a relationship. So the marriage didn't work. So you lost your job. So the car's total. Are your limbs still intact? Do you have all your fingers and toes? You have your eyes and your nose and your ears and your mouth and your lips and your voice all intact? Are you in the hospital? Are you in intensive care? Do you find your body, the shell of your spirit, still intact? You basically are alive, and you're fine. Why not take that for granted? Why not thank God when the universe warns you by stripping away a relationship, a career, a car, a home, whatever? Learn from that and experience it like I do, like life is one grand amusement park, one grand gestalt experiment, Pavlov's dimension right here on Earth. And take a look at what's happening, learn from it, and carry on with the next step. Pay the money out, you gotta pay, assume the responsibility for the karma you know that was your fault, and go forward with it. The relationship didn't work. Why didn't it work? Did you drive your mate crazy? Did you pick on him? Did you give him a hard time? Did you reject him? Did you get cold on him or her? Did you lie? Did you steal? Did you have an affair? What, it's come back to you? He had an affair. He lied to you. He cheated to you. He's been cold to you. He's rejecting you. It's better to say goodbye, honey. Send him into the light. God bless you. Thanks for the experience. Next, carry on. There's a song by Kansas that I love. Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Such a great song. I love Kansas. That's really what life on Earth is all about. There's a whole bunch of other people out there that have it a lot worse than the metaphysical New Age community of Southern California or the United States. Tonight, when you go to bed and pull that nice warm sheet and blanket over you and turn on your heater, after you've had your little cappuccino or your nightcap, whatever you do when you go to sleep, be forewarned that there are 1 billion people out there on this planet, 1/5, that will go to sleep tonight with no shelter at all. Zero. You can't take this stuff for granted. The reason why you have shelter, there's a reason. The universe has delivered these benefits to us to make life comfortable for us and to make life easier and to allow us to be happier. Now, if you're having problems, you have a choice. You can either give yourself and everyone around you a hard time. I'll tell you, when people have problems, especially the cardinals, right? the Cancers, the Aries, the Libra, the Capricorn, they've been butchered this last few years with these transits, I'll tell you. Now, they can get real irritable. I don't know if you've been around people that are just angry. They're hostile, vicious, vengeful. You can be like that. Or you can just bounce back. Let it go, kids. Say goodbye. Adios. Let's tackle this problem, figure out the lesson, understand it, and send it off. Take a look at your life after this topic, after the show today. Tonight, when you have nothing better to do. I know a lot of you are listening to the show at night. I'm aware a lot of people set their timers, record the Astrology Hour, and then come home at night and listen to it when they've come home from work. And you might want to take a look at your karma. You might want to take a look at what you're still holding on to that's not doing you any good. And hopefully let go and go on to the next step. Bounce back. You can't bounce back unless you bounce. Okay? Take a look at what's been happening in your life as far as things that might have been hurting you, are holding you down, are making you feel small. And try to identify the mistakes you make. If you keep smoking cigarettes, you're going to damage your body. I'm sorry. That's the way karma works. It's not spiritual to smoke. In fact, there's a sign on Santa Monica Boulevard. I was shocked when I got in from Nevada on New Year's. I was only here for about 10 hours, and the sign said already there had been 700 smoking deaths in 7 hours of 1990. I think almost a million people a year die of smoking in diseases every year. More than any single cause of any other thing on this earth, smoking kills. But people are out there doing it. And then when they finally have the problem and end up in the hospital with the chemotherapy and they might lose a lung through surgery or whatever, then they always say, why me? And yet they're the ones that go cigarette after cigarette after cigarette, our drink after drink after, our cocaine after cocaine after cocaine, our caffeine, 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 caffeine. You know, you just pummel your body with this stuff until you get sick. And the universe is warning you. Isn't it funny how God is so merciful, so beautiful? The God essence that dwells within us is so incredible that most of us always get a warning before the full boom is lowered. Did you know that? Isn't that something? Maybe somebody out there will share with me that very item and help us all understand it better. The fact that the God essence, the way it works in this dimension, is so pure and so innocent that so many times we'll get out of a situation that seemed pretty bad. So it cost a couple $1,000s to fix it. A DUI, a couple DUIs, a hit and run or whatever, someone smashed your car. So you get out of it. But you're being told something by the universe. Maybe you don't need to have that fancy $60,000 car, boat, or house. Maybe it's time to give up smoking and drinking and driving or whatever. Maybe it's time for you to stop worrying so much about sex or love or relationships, and you wouldn't have been out in the middle of the night to have the problem or walk down that dark alley when you knew you shouldn't have because you were too depressed to be in the house. We are constantly like these animals in these cages that are being rewarded by God and by Spirit whenever we do something spiritually sound. And we're constantly being shocked and having the carpet pulled out from under us when we screw up. And when we get too obsessed in something that is against the Spirit. And that's when we're being given the option to learn from it, let go of it, process it, say goodbye, and bounce back. There are so many people out there, especially the metaphysical community, which I actually accept as one of the more evolved sectors of this planet. And we are more guilty in many ways of being obsessed and selfish and not being able to let go of things that we know are wrong for us. We know it. We absolutely know it. And when you reach the state of instant karma, when your chart is so lit up with transits, where sometimes you might be afraid to go out of the house, where sometimes the best thing to do is just meditate and pray and fast, or just try to, don't worry, be happy, keep it simple, 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 three times, right? Then you'll understand what I'm saying. And you'll understand that it's important to tackle these problems when they come up. Embrace the lessons you learn from them and bounce back. Don't do it again. Don't make that mistake again when the universe has warned you once and given you full notice. You know why people end up in jail or in institutions or hospitals? Those are the ones that don't know how to learn their lessons karmically. Those are people oftentimes, I'd say the majority of, not all of them, because some of that stuff obviously is from past lives, and innocent people end up in jail, and sane people end up in institutions, and healthy people end up in hospitals. There are accidents. And that stuff is left over from a past life, unfortunately. But the rest of us are more than ever warned well in advance when we're making a mistake. Either the body will tell you, either something in the universe will happen in your life that will tell you, your emotions will tell you, you'll ache, or you'll feel pain somewhere. The warning signs are always clear. Please embrace your lessons and learn to bounce back to survive in this new age period. How's that for a topic?